Next time on Philosophy Talk, the life and thought of Margaret Cavendish.
A writer of poetry, philosophy, polemics, histories, plays, and utopian fiction.
She used all those different genres to overcome barriers for women.
And to build an audience for her subversive philosophical ideas.
I feel subverted already.
Margaret Cavendish, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Listen to Philosophy Talk every Tuesday at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. AM, Monday morning here on KSJE. That means it's time for our Monday reboot segment, and that is when I get to talk technology news with my next guest. Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington is joining us live. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody this morning? Hello.
I think we're doing all right for a Monday after a snowy Sunday. So how are things with you? Good?
Yeah, we had fun weather, didn't we? It technology was weather too, right? We've got all kinds of interesting technology stuff coming in.
Yeah, a variety of stuff. So anyway, what's going on this week with technology news that you're noticing?
The Actors Union, I thought this was kind of interesting. The Actors Union has passed a new contract. SAG, after the Screen Actors Guild, ratified new contracts for its voice actors this week. And they have included protections for voice actors over the use of AI. Basically, what they've done is they've specified that the term voice actor only includes humans, and that producers will be required to obtain legal consent from an actor before they can use their name as a prompt to generate an AI-generated voice. And if that's done and used, the actor has to get residuals from any use of that.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so That I think is interesting. It's a big thing that's happening, and you know it's going to affect movies and
sure,
you know, all kinds of stuff. So yeah. And it's an evolution in how we use and what we think about AI. Kind of a new move in the chess game over AI these days.
Right. Well, and it seems like that's similar to what the agreement was with the actors, right? About being able to use computer-generated maybe actors from the likeness of an actor who had been in a previous film, and you know they kind of wanted some protections about being able to do that, right?
Yeah, I think you know this is for voice. I'm imagining that at some point maybe visual AI-generated actors will be next.
Right, I would think so. I'm seeing a notice here from Yahoo about the Google Chrome browser, and maybe you've seen this. They're saying that later on this year they're going to end the use of third-party cookies in their browser, all in the name of user privacy, and that's going to impact, I think, a lot of maybe websites and places that use these third-party cookies online. What do you think?
Yeah, it will affect the way they do that. And similarly, there's a number of those kind of things going on. Similarly, Fitbit is going to stop allowing the use of third-party apps and third-party watch faces in the EU, specifically because the EU has, you know, enacted some legislation that's kind of forcing them to do that. So I think, you know, that we might be seeing this happening in various pieces of technology for various reasons. I'm kind of segueing here a little bit into something a little bit different, but the EU has been historically in the last 20 years or so a lot more restrictive in terms of what they'll allow than the United States has. So, you know, again, an evolution of what's going on here.
Right. Interesting. Okay. What else is going on this week?
Well, some interesting fun stuff. I don't know if it's fun, but this is something that's really important to me, and I'll explain why. The Formula One chief in, you know, auto racing, expressed indignation recently about finding out that his team was using Microsoft Excel to manage 20,000 car parts.
Oh, wow.
Now, why would anyone care about this and why this is important? Organizations largely, a lot of organizations have a lot of information to manage. And if you've ever worked at a company, you'll find that people tend to, you know, their first thing is to throw things in an Excel spreadsheet. But you end up with what we have spread, you know, what we call spreadsheet hell, literally, where you have an entire organization with a bazillion spreadsheets that are all very complicated, and then no one can manage them, figure them out, and they become a nightmare. And, you know, what you really like to see is for the organization to take all that data and build a system or a database and something with that, but it rarely happens. So this is interesting to me because it's an extreme version of this, and it's something that's a big problem in a lot of companies that's come to light because of this Formula One team.
Wow.
Yeah, when you he talks about when you're tracking hundreds of thousands of component, you know, he's talking about 20,000 car parts they have to manage for this Formula One team, and when you're trying to track that, he says, through all these Excel spreadsheets, it's useless. It you know, it can't be done. It really needs a system. And it's just endemic of something that's a big problem everywhere.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Very cool. Just one final thing we have time for, I think. China has banned the purchase of Intel and AMD processors and Microsoft Windows for its government computers.
Yes, that is an interesting story that's come across from Reuters, right? We have, so Intel and AMD are the big 900-pound gorillas of processors. If you have a computer on your desk, if you have a laptop, it's probably powered by an, you know, Intel chip or a AMD chip, and then they make a lot of ancillary chip as well. So they basically dominate the world. But China, you know, the U.S. has been blocking Chinese chips and Chinese electronic products for a while now,
right?
You know, claiming that they possibly have backdoors to the Chinese government, allowing the Chinese government to come in. Well, China is a huge country with more people than any other country in the world, and so they're a big market. And so they're basically countering this by saying, hey, U.S., if you're going to block our stuff, we're going to block yours. And that's interesting because you have to have an alternative. You know, these chips are the big 900-pound gorillas in the world. So what China's really saying here is that they feel like their chip industry has gotten to the point now where they can provide processors for their own machines, and they don't really need. Now, again, they're only banning it in government computers.
You know,
China could conceivably ban it all through the company. But I think it's a warning shot. I think they're saying, look, we're going to continue to develop our own chips. And if you guys want to start a, you know, a blockade war with us, we're happy to do that. We have a big market.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes.
Interesting. No evidence, I don't think, that Microsoft or AMD or any of those other Intel has any kind of links to the U.S. government or has put anything in their chips, I don't think. Have you?
No, I don't think there's any evidence that, you know, the U.S. is putting back doors in these things. And you mentioned Microsoft. That's an important thing to include here, is they're talking about banning Intel and AMD chips, but they're also talking about banning Windows.
Right.
And we all know how ubiquitous Windows is. So they're basically saying, look, we don't care how ubiquitous Windows is. If we have to, we're going to ban it. And the Chinese, you know, industry will come up with their own operating system if they haven't already. So, you know, stay tuned. See how this kind of trade war thing works out.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, will do. Well, stay tuned. We'll talk again next Monday.
All right, everyone. Thank you, and have a great week.
All right, Lewis. Thank you very much. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday right here on KSJE Farmington.